USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is stepping up their defense of President Trump's criticism of Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings and Cummings' home district of Baltimore. Department of Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson is in Baltimore.
You know, I have a special place in my heart for Baltimore and for the people of Baltimore. There are a lot of excellent, wonderful people here. And there are a lot of good places here in Baltimore as well. But there are problems, and we can't sweep them under the rug.
Senate Minority Leader, Democrat from New York, Chuck Schumer, is urging the chamber to pass a two-year debt ceiling and budget agreement.
The House has already passed the legislation that codifies the agreement into law. The president supports it. He's even making calls, evidently, from press reports, asking Republican colleagues to support it. So the last piece of the puzzle here is the Senate.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
As Iran starts to interfere with ships traveling through the Strait of Hormuz, President Trump's nominee for the Chief of Naval Operations tells a Senate panel the Navy will not be stationing lots of ships there.
We will have the resources and do have the resources to escort U.S. Flagships, U.S.-owned ships through the Strait of Hormuz. There aren't that many of them that make that transit. The coalition that we're building in the Arabian Gulf, and specifically in the Strait of Hormuz, is going to be a 80 or 90% coalition effort in a much smaller U.S. effort. It is primarily focused on providing intelligence support to the rest of the coalition. So we will escort our ships as they come along. But we won't be there in great numbers.
That's Navy Vice Admiral Michael Gilday. The Trump administration reports for the first time they're open to the idea of importing some lower-cost prescription drugs from Canada. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A Delta Airlines pilot was arrested Tuesday for being intoxicated. Now, he was scheduled to fly out of Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. A Delta spokesman identified the pilot as 37-year-old Gabriel Lyle Schroeder. He was arrested shortly after 11 a.m. Schroeder was originally supposed to fly to San Diego from the Twin Cities. Minneapolis Airport Police conducted two sobriety checks, and one of them found Schroeder to be under the influence of alcohol. Others working also suspected Schroeder was intoxicated as they could smell alcohol on him. The second of two Democratic presidential debates will be held tonight in Detroit. Some parts of the nearly three-hour debate that have people talking last night include this exchange between Senator Bernie Sanders and former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper.
Throw your hands up, but you have an
And then there's Democratic Senator from Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren, taking former Congressman John Delaney to task.
I don't understand why anybody goes to all the trouble of running for president of the United States just to talk about what we really can't do and shouldn't fight for.
And when the topic turned to health care, Senator Bernie Sanders and Congressman Tim Ryan of Ohio had this exchange.
Medicare for All is comprehensive. It covers all health care needs for senior citizens. It will finally include dental care, hearing aids, and eyeglasses.
But you don't know.
Second
that.
Of all.
You don't know that.
Second
Bernie.
Of all.
We'll come to you in a second.
I do know when I wrote the bill.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.